Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday, August 9th, 2020. Welcome to episode 153 of Amy Talks About Stuff. According to Ken's Day of the Week themes from last year, today is Shows I'm Watching Sunday. I watched the series premiere of Star Trek Lower Decks on Thursday night, the 6th, after having seen Chris A. Moody's post saying that he didn't like it at all. Having seen that opinion, I lowered my expectations of the show from part of the larger Star Trek Prime Universe continuity to the guy responsible for Rick and Morty really wants people to watch his Star Trek fanfiction. That said, the show met and even exceeded those expectations in some ways. I'll start with the things I didn't like. I really don't care for the crude violence and sex-based humor that seems to pervade modern animated shows. When that happened, I just kind of sighed and tried to disregard it. There were jokes that I liked, but they were the ones based around the characters being giant regulation and engineering nerds. That's more my kind of humor. And speaking of nerdery, here are some things that I loved about the show. The old TNG title font is back. TNG was my introduction to the Star Trek universe, so seeing that typeface back in action on the opening titles and credits really makes it feel like home to me. I liked the opening title sequence. Again, that's the kind of humor I like. Don't get me wrong, I do really like the new, unique, and different title sequences on Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Picard, but I really appreciated that they took the classic TNG and Voyager title sequences and poked fun at them by showing the ways in which a ship in those kinds of environments could get itself into trouble. Another thing I really liked was diversity. Among human characters, of course, there was plenty of it, which is fantastic. But furthermore, I also love the fact that they're taking full advantage of the medium of animation to have more and more interesting aliens that are known for being hard and expensive to do in live action. Andorians, Orions, Cations, a new Trill character. Please, please give her more screen time. I want to know all about her. Cyborgs. Hopefully more to come. Another thing I liked, Elcars. The look and feel of the TNG and onward Trekverse was translated very well to animation, I thought. To get a little more serious and analytical, from the very beginning, one of the criticisms leveled at Star Trek has always been that the characters are too perfect to be believable, i.e., they never swear at or come into conflict with each other, and they're always noble and they always do the right thing. Granted, that was part of the series creator's original vision for the future, and it is one of the things I like and admire about Star Trek. But I do see why people might find it refreshing to have characters whose human imperfections are front and center. And I even found it refreshing at some points myself. Does it bother me when they swear at each other, bleeped or otherwise? Yeah, a little bit. Am I going to keep watching anyway? Yeah, I am. Which brings me to my last point. This show does have characters with potential for drama and interesting character development. Personally, my favorite is Ensign Rutherford, the guy with the Vulcan-made cyborg implant. The jokes that I liked the best revolved around him. I give this show a 6 out of 10 stars, because a lot of the humor isn't really my thing, but I'm going to keep going with it, because I can see that these characters already have the beginnings of an interesting team dynamic. They might get on my nerves sometimes, but I really want to see how some of this develops, especially the drama surrounding Ensign Mariner, which I won't describe anymore because that would be a big spoiler for a reveal at the end of the episode. That's it for Shows I'm Watching Sunday. Now here's the next part of my Nebraska Tourism audio diary. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 9 of 35. My last segment left off on Wednesday, July 8th with Mari Sando Center, and also went back to cover next chapter books in Omaha, which I had forgotten earlier. So this chapter will continue on the next day, Thursday, July 9th, when I visited a whole bunch of stops, but at the end of the day, I neglected to stop and record an audio segment, so I'm recording it after the fact, actually in the month of August. On that Thursday, July 9th, I left our motel in Crawford and started my day by hitting the two passport stops in Scottsbluff, Cappuccino and Company and Rosita's Restaurant. Cappuccino and Company is a really nice independent coffee shop in downtown Scottsbluff. It looked very comfortable and very welcoming, and the people there were very happy to have another passport visitor. They talked glowingly about how much business they'd gotten through the passport program, which always makes me very happy to hear. Again, I picked up a coffee and a scone there, and then went on my way over to Rosita's Restaurant, which is a Tex-Mex restaurant that I did not stop at because it was maybe 10:30 in the morning, and it was definitely too early for lunch, and I had a whole bunch of other stops to get that day. That one was also an e-stamp. It didn't seem to be open yet when I got there. They said they were supposed to be open at 10, but I did go try the door and it seemed to be locked, so I just went and got my e-stamp and kept going to all the other stops I had to visit that day. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.